Trust me.
Have I got to put headphones
on? Put the headphones on. This is a new age, Adrian. This is how we do now. So what I was going to tell you is that we are... So basically, I do a podcast, which I'm going to explain a little bit about, but Bridging and Commercial asked me to come and host this podcast here today, and we would interview people in a kind of 15-minute quick-fire interview, and we'd asked lots of people similar sorts of questions. So we're not going to put you on the spot. You can do or say anything that you like, but the idea... you've got a very interesting view of the market. You've been around a long time, and I think it'll be really good for us to ask you some questions. If you don't like anything about it, then we'll just bin it, but you'll enjoy it, I promise you.
If anything you're connected with, Duncan, I'm delighted to be part of.
Love that. Right, put the microphone a little bit closer.
How's that?
That's perfect. You feel free to move it if it's uncomfortable or anything. Justin, are we good? Sounds fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Cool.
Welcome. I'm going to let you introduce yourself in a minute, but I'm just going to repeat that DefenderCast is a podcast about business, property and positive thinking.
Right.
So using all of the skills that I have gained over the last 15 odd years in this industry. And today we want a chance to meet people and hear some different views on the marketplace. So if you could introduce yourself, tell us what you do, which I know as might be difficult, and maybe a little elevator pitch or a reason why people should talk to you about what you do.
Well, I'm Adrian Bloomfield. I've been involved in the bridging business for a long time. We set up a thing called the Association of Short-Term Lenders, and I acted as the chairman for the first 5 years, and we built it from nothing to the highly regarded organisation that it is today. At that time, we thought there were about 50 lenders we could attract as members, but in fact we managed to get 30 odd. Today there are hundreds of lenders, and
you just said to me you think 300 bridging lenders.
I'm led to believe over 300 lenders. Wow. It's astonishing.
What's your involvement now with the ASTL?
Well, I'm very friendly with Benton, and we meet regularly to talk about the thing, but I'm not quite convinced what the ASTL is doing these days, because its function has mainly been taken over by the regulator. Don't forget, when we formed the ASTL,
there was no regulation.
There was no regulation that applied.
Which made more sense to have an association.
Exactly.
At that point.
We were trying to have a voluntary code of conduct which people would sign up to, and they did. Now, along the way, I no longer run a bridging lender myself, but I am chairman of a firm of chartered surveyors that we provide surveying and valuation services to the industry. I'm chairman of Astute, which is a lending business which we do property development finance. I run a business called NCI Resources that does field services to the bridging industry, and people like United Trust Bank wouldn't make a loan without
an NCI report.
Yeah. We work for West One, which is a company you've probably heard
of. I've heard of them, yeah.
Nice people. So we do that. I also
you have a few. That's why I said it might be difficult for you to tell us what you do. But well, I remember you had a few irons in the fire.
One last thing is to say, because I'm also have a legal training, so I do legal work, and I've done cases assisting West One making claims.
Yeah.
So
you were an expert witness as well, right?
I'm still an expert witness, and the competition I faced have done me the enormous favour, mainly retiring or dying, so I'm the only one left and I do every single case.
Hopefully you've got a long time left to go. What is an expert witness?
An expert witness is appointed with the approval of the court to advise the judge, because the judge will say on these disputes, I know the law, I'm a judge, but can somebody tell me what should the lender really have done? Mm. And I would give the judge advice on that.
Brilliant. Nick, co-host, ask some questions, please. There's a few here.
Well, there's a few here, so we'll just start with these, I suppose. Okay, what is or are the greatest influences on your part of the sector today, across the one or two businesses that you seem to have an interest in?
Well, I think the thing that I think has the biggest influence on me and the whole industry is the economy.
Yeah.
You know, and how plentiful our funds.
Good answer.
And at what price.
Yeah.
And this Brexit thing has created uncertainty.
Yeah.
And lots of things that I've been half connected with have been postponed or shelved, waiting the outcome of the Brexit.
So less opportunity at the moment, more barriers.
Yeah, the other thing, of course, is, you know, You know, all the time I hear people, I have a little business, I make toilet rolls, and I sold out last week and I got £2 million from the sale, and now I'm in the bridging business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I see that all the time. All the time. Good luck to them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why you say there's so many lenders. I mean, anybody can call themselves a lender.
Yes.
And some of them do lend for a while. And look, what we want to do at TAB is we want to build a long-term sustainable business and one that stands the test of time. And the financial landscape that we're in makes that difficult to really have an impact right now. Fortunately, we're not all about trying to get as much money out the door as quickly as possible. I think there's a need for back to basics, relationship driven, you know, putting your best foot forward and sticking to your word. And that's what we tried to do. And that's why I'm building a team, people like Nick, who's the sales director, and Mothera, who you met at the door, who was a partner at a law firm, and she's come on board to be the chief operating officer. And I think there's loads of things that we should be talking to you about, to be honest.
I think in terms of expansion into the bridging industry, one thing you might look at is projects, transactions, opportunities abroad. I mean, I know we're coming out of Europe, or possibly, yep. Who knows, we might even finish up staying in, but I mean, I do a lot of work with Fiducium,
okay.
Who are lending across Europe and prospering and thriving as a result.
What sort of rates are they able to obtain?
Same rates as we get in the UK.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, the risk profile is lower because the loan to value is probably down to a maximum of 65, as opposed to the UK where it's going up to.
How have the other property markets been? I mean, I don't know the answer to this, but the other European property markets been impacted? I would say as badly, on the basis that I think that we have had a severe hit. Is there good news everywhere else in Europe, or?
I honestly don't know, what I do know is that there's some great lending opportunities in Europe. One of my businesses, we're doing a lot of business in the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah.
And really cracking deals in Dublin.
Brilliant. Is there any one of these businesses that you'd like to drill down in more detail on right now?
Well, the only one I know is because we use them. Well, there's two.
In any of your businesses, like NCI or the...
Funnily enough, we do not operate abroad. It's just too difficult for us to set up a small business.
Yeah, sure.
We're based on the South Coast and we cover the entire network of the UK.
So what does NCI do?
Well, we do a whole range of things for lenders, and in particular, we do pre-completion visits. Lenders send us out.
You know, you were asking me the other day, Nick, about should we be going to the property?
Yeah.
Should we be meeting people? So Adrian's going to tell you what NCI do.
Okay, perfect.
For lenders.
In my whole lending experience, which is well over 50 years, I'm utterly convinced that no one should lend money to anybody they don't meet and don't know. If you can't go yourself, which I think is the best opportunity, the best thing to do, if you can't go yourself, send somebody who knows what they're doing and you trust. And we will do that for a couple of hundred
pounds. There is two schools of thought, and I appreciate that you do feel strongly, because actually feeling strongly one way or another is quite important. I can't argue with that, really. And I've done a few loans in the past myself as well. And I think that... it is important, and I think we would be interested in understanding more about what you do there. So what do you think the major opportunities or changes are likely to be in 2020 in the bridging space?
Well, I think the new political and financial environment as a result of the election. I mean, at the moment, we've all been in limbo for a long, long time.
We have.
And I think that next year things will become clearer.
I'd like to think.
They may become, I mean, if Jeremy Corbyn gets in, that'll have a big impact on everybody's business.
Yeah. Nick, why don't you ask this question?
This actually really could be quite good from you. What words of advice or encouragement do you have for younger people looking to enter this industry?
Well, to all young people, I would say confidence and positive attitude is everything. You know, if you think you can do it, you can do it.
Brilliant.
If you're convinced you can't do it, you can't. And it's that positive attitude to everything, I think, is the key to success. And that with that positive attitude comes confidence. And I always think that whatever happens in life happens on a football field. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And if you think you can win, you'll win.
Do you also think it's as important, and I believe so.
I agree, by the way.
Yeah, that it's as important for the person looking to get into the industry, as in which company they go to work for, is as important as the company who are employing the people to come in.
Of course. Employment and activities of that type, there's a dual consideration. You've got to be with the right company, and the company's got to be right for you. It's very important.
Levels of training, levels of understanding, knowledge.
Absolutely crucial.
Training. And that they're still going to be in business in the next 12 to 24 months.
I spent many years working for an American corporation, and there I learned the value of training. Everybody in the whole company was always on a training program, including the president of the entire corporation, and the board sent him to Harvard.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we could benefit from that. Listening to you say that, I think as a firm, me personally, everybody individually, not just training on what we do and how it works, but training on other things that are outside of our business that could add value. You know, basic sales training, basic, there's a lot of basic training that people could brush up on all of the time.
Even just presentation, getting that confidence to stand in front of people. I mean, it's probably becoming a bit of a lost art with technology. Everyone's so embedded into their phones and living a distant life. Actually, maybe that art of standing in front or talking to a person on a one-on-one, I'm wondering if those skills are being lost on younger people.
Well, I think technology is fantastic. Mm. And because of the technology, all sorts of opportunities to do business more cost-effectively and easily, and all of which I totally applaud. Equally, I think we mustn't lose the common touch. Mm. If you phone any of my businesses, I swear to you, somebody will pick up the telephone and say, hello, thank you for calling. I will not answer the
give
telephone.
Give me my phone. Let's try it right now.
By machine.
Yeah. Give me my...
Ring NCI.
Let's ring them.
On the spot now.
We'll try it after.
I can assure, because we don't have a machine to answer the phone.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure to see you.
My pleasure. And good luck to you. And I hope you have tremendous success with everything you do. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
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 Brilliant.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet you as well.